Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, doing business with friends.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So Stelly, have you ever done business with a friend?
The question is, have I ever done business with somebody who's not a friend? And the answer to that question is,
oh, wow.
It's been a long time. It has been a long time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. It's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, okay. Okay. I do business with friends as well. I'm not sure if I haven't. Yeah. I guess I've always done business with friends or family, which is a whole nother thing too. So yeah, friends and family. Let's do business with friends and family. Let's tell people what they need to know.
Well,
what do they need to know, Stelly? What do they need to know?
First, they need to know what's not recorded, which was your reaction when I suggested this topic, which is breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart. I don't record everything we say. Usually it's a little bit of background info for the long-term listeners that might care. Usually we get on these calls, it's really, every episode is raw recorded, first cut. There's no real edits. We record our first thoughts. The conversation is really raw the way it happens. I suggest a few topics and 99% of the time, Heaton just goes, yeah, let's rock and roll. On this one, I said, you know, doing business with friends, lesson learned. And there was a pause. And then Heaton said, yeah, fuck. I was like, shit, I wish I had this one. This reaction was so beautiful. And this single word, this is a word, which is why I love the word fuck so much, had so many meanings at once, right? It was beautiful. Yep, yep. It was a heartbreak. It was all kinds of things. So I think this is going to be a rich and beautiful little episode. Here's the thing. There's a lot of lessons that we've talked about that we might repeat here quickly that are just lessons of life and lessons of how to deal with human relationships that apply in all cases, and especially in the ones with doing business with friends. I'll say one thing and then we'll spitball and go back and forth maybe. One lesson that I've learned recently that has been a new one, right? I think that I can go back to the old lessons that I think are fundamental, basic common sense stuff that took me a long time to learn.
No. Let's talk about the new stuff.
But the new stuff, right? So here's one lesson that I learned recently, which was, I maybe a year ago or so, one of my best friends, a very, very good friend of mine that I've been working with for over a decade now with on multiple businesses in multiple ways. That we got a little bit into a funk, right? And the thing that kind of happened without me realizing it was that I think our personal relationship and our personal friendship got sidelined because we didn't create a singular space for that. And only our professional relationship existed in any interaction we had. Although we always very casual and we make jokes and all that good stuff, I was at the core of it, I'm still his boss. And that created kind of a weird thing where his behavior towards me changed. And I eventually told him this as a joke, but then I realized that there was a big lesson here and we needed both to change, which was I told him, you know what? I'm getting the short end of the stick on both ends in situations where I wish you would deal with me as if I were your friend. You deal with me as if I were your boss. And in situations where I wish you'd deal with me as if I were your boss, you'd deal with me as if I were your friend. And he had to laugh real loud on that. And I was like, we need to figure this out. I want to just be casual friends with you and have you tell me about your life and tell me about, like, just be comfortable around me again. Independently, things are going good or bad in business. And then in business, I want you to, you know, maybe not feel so comfortable or so confident that I'm going to, I don't know, that, you know, we're always going to work together and we always trust each other. And no matter what happens, things are going to be fine in the long term. And then we started really working on this. And so now, we would now, you know, when we do a business trip, we'll have 2 days before that we say is friend time. And he came and visited me and just hung out as friends where we didn't talk about business and we hung out with our families and we went out and we had a good time. And then we're like, all right, and now the business stuff starts, the business part of our little trip. And even since we don't both live in the same place, we will schedule once a month now a friend call where we're not going to talk about fucking work. We're just going to talk about our lives, our families, how things are going, because the work kind of just took over everything. It didn't allow any oxygen anymore for us just to be casual friends and for him to feel comfortable to be, I don't know, silly and talk about his personal stuff with me anymore. So that was a big lesson or a challenge in friendship and business that I hadn't encountered before. And it took 10 years for us to get into this. But we kind of got into a relationship funk of some sorts and had to figure it out. And it took us like a year or so of not being really happy with how our friendship is going until we really kind of realized what we needed to do.
So you started basically making sure you had